May 15th, 2019. The streets of every major city are inundated with school students. Students protesting for change, as they have done for decades. But in 2019, the stakes are higher. Gone are the ethical battles over Australia's involvement in Vietnam or Iraq. Today's battle, for thousands of school-aged students across the country, is much closer to home. But did Canberra listen? The simple answer is no.
Kids should go to school. That's what we're committed to. We do not support our schools being turned into parliaments.
Much can be said for young people simply not having the avenues to engage with politicians on their own terms. In fact, there hasn't been one since 2013, when former Prime Minister Tony Abbott took office and decided to scrap the youth ministry portfolio. It's been 7 long years in the wilderness, and according to Federal Member for Mayo Rebecca Sharkey, the frustration of not being able to engage with politicians on their own terms has not been lost on Australia's young and politically active youth.
I think that in many respects, government looks to issues that are inherently, generally connected to young people and sees them as easy targets to trim funds in the budget. But I think it's also an old world butting up against a new. And you know, what we see with the parliament is hundreds of years of tradition, and what we know with young people is, as you said, they engage differently.
Following the Coalition's May 18th election victory, the writing was on the wall for a dedicated parliamentary ministry for the young.
Prime Minister, will you appoint a minister for young people in this parliament?
Enter Tasmanian Senator Richard Colbeck, Australia's first youth minister since 2013.
So for all those years that we didn't have a minister, it was really just about engaging with your local member of parliament. There was a platform missing for young people to come into the parliament and talk about particular issues.
Adam Searle is a member of the New South Wales Legislative Council and Shadow Minister for Energy and Climate Change. He's also the father of 2 school-aged children. To Searle, young people are a barometer for where the headwinds of politics are blowing and should not be ignored.
Yes, as a family we discuss all matter of political and social issues. If your children are concerned about that, concerned about the state of the world, you really have to do a bit of soul searching and to think, well, if they feel this strongly and this deeply about it, we really had better do something to fix the problem. It's only developed that way because one side of politics, the Liberals and Nationals, have opted out of the conversation.
To conclude, here's Ambrose Hayes. She's one of the many school-age organisers for the youth climate rallies. She's 15 years old and is deeply frustrated by the condescension towards young people and their politics.
They're telling us that we're too young to understand politics and that we should just keep activism out of schools, whereas this is not the case because we're fighting for our own future.